is Scott Kaplan from The Beyond. Sedano and Cap coming up next. Momo's here. Bergman's hanging out. Briones is here. All right, let's get back to the toilets. because now we've stumbled into an area that's important. You have a toto on how many of your toilets?
Two.
Okay.
And eventually I'll have them on all of them.
Are they identical totos or is one different than the other?
They're identical. You just get the seat.
Okay.
You can just take any old toilet, okay?
So you don't have to replace the toilet. You're just replacing the toilet seat.
Yeah, and like if you got a whole Toto toilet, it'd be like $5,000.
Okay.
No
okay.
Way, really?
But if you just get the seat, it's like $400
or something. Toilets!
Yeah, now Cap, you are, for lack of a better term, openly honest about your toilet issues.
That's right. Toilets!
Do you have a Toto?
All right, so let's. I'm glad you're asking this because Ramon, I could actually run this by you a little bit.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about this field now.
I do not currently own a Toto.
Neither do I. Although I have two in my garage that I'm too lazy to install.
Just call the plumber.
Install. How are you going to install them? How you got the manly skills to install those things?
I've installed a toilet seat before, but this has electronics and plumbing.
It's not as hard as it sounds, but you could drop it.
I'll call PowerPro Plumbing. They'll know what to do.
Yes.
So here's the thing. So my girlfriend has a beautiful house. In this beautiful house, in her master bedroom.
Rachel has Totos?
She has like the super high-end deluxe Toto. But, caveat, only in her master bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, here's the question, Cap. If you're watching a ball game over there, will you walk by a regular bathroom just to go to the master so you can use the Toto?
Well, this is really where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I know where it is, yeah.
I don't really use that all that often. Because I don't want to do personal business in that particular lavatory, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. Like, before we go to sleep, when we have a little adult sleepover action, right before we go to bed, I will sit on it, clean out the back door, and then, like, come walking out and going, gosh, I love this Toto. Man, is it great. The water's hot. It's
When he stays over at his girlfriend's house, he doesn't want to go number two in her master bedroom.
Okay, but Momo, for people that don't know what we're talking about, explain what a Toto is. First of all, is the seat warm?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a heated seat.
So I stayed at a hotel in San Francisco recently.
It's like a bidet, right? It shoots water instead. So you don't need to use toilet paper,
So it's eco-friendly.
Well, you still got to dry yourself. I mean, it does have like a blow-dryer action.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's got water.
You had a Toto in a hotel?
Yeah, in San Francisco recently.
And then is there one at the Sedano Mansion?
No, we don't have the one with the warm seats or anything like that, no.
All right.
What I'm saying is you don't.
This sounds like a game changer for me.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, I got one in the same thing, Cap. I put it in my master bedroom because, like, once you try it, you're like, oh, I kind of like this. And, like, I've had people come over to my house and they'll go, man, what's that warm seat? It's really nice. So then I said, I can't just have it in my bathroom because nobody's going to want, I don't want random guests going over into my bathroom to go number two.
Right.
So I put another one in the sort of main bathroom that if you come over for dinner or come over for a visit, everybody
community,
can use.
Community bathroom.
Yeah. So I feel like I should be like an endorser. Like I need to get, like, I think so many people have come over to my house and said, oh, hey, what's that thing with that warm seat there? Yeah. Man, it's eco-friendly, right? You don't need as much toilet paper. It's so nice. And it's like, it actually has kind of spoiled me to the point where, like, when I'm on the road or something, I miss it.
Yeah. Johnny, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If you get one of these.
Yeah, I have two in my garage, Cap. Right. I'm just too lazy to put them in.
And it's warm on your tuchus, right?
Yeah. Right.
And then you get the water to shoot up there.
Hell
and do the whole thing, right?
Bring it on.
It's really good.
You're likely to take your laptop into the bathroom thereafter because you don't want to get up.
Due to the full Steve Mason?
Yeah. Right.
By the way, has anyone else heard from Mason? Mason claimed to Sedano earlier in the week that he was going to do 30 minutes.
No, but you know what? He's posting
minutes.
Culture Pop podcasts every other day on his website,
somebody
on his
else,
Facebook page.
I think somebody else might do that. But
still.
He claimed from he was absolutely 100% going dark. Mm-hmm. Then he, after one day, texted Sedano and said,
about a trade.
It's too hard to go dark.
Oh, he definitely replied to the fantasy baseball chain that we're talking about with when our draft is going to be. And
was that today? Okay, so yeah.
He's lied about
going back into
that
league, Ramon.
A half hour.
Yeah.
I have to play in that league.
Here's the question I want to ask Sedano and Cap. I am obviously a shameless Lakers apologist who works for the team, so I'm quite excited about this little run they're on, that they've won six of their last eight games. Although I'm not relaxed. I don't think they're in.
Well, I don't think you can be relaxed, yeah.
Even the play-in. How much confidence, Sinano, am I allowed to have about this little streak they're on?
No, they're playing well. They're playing well. All different facets of the team, for the most part, are functioning well in regards to just kind of like the big picture stuff. The shooting has been good. The defense has been good. AD is playing like a monster. I think that they're and I think Darvin has coached the team well. And I think Darvin has pulled the right levers in regards to the rotation at times, particularly at a challenging time with injuries.
Cappy, percentage chance that I call any type of a postseason game this year, whether play-in or playoff.
Not 100%. Don't be ridiculous.
100%.
Yeah, of course. Now they're going to get in. You're going to be like, 100%.
No, if they lose Friday, they've dropped to 13th.
I know,
dude,
exactly.
Yeah. Dude, they're going to get in. And when you look at how the standings are and how bunched up everybody is, and that's been something that obviously everybody's been talking about for a long time, now that they've worked their way up to ninth place and you just look that they're only like two games behind fifth or sixth place.
Yeah, two games out of the six.
Right, you should be really excited, John.
The worst thing that could happen is Toronto wins tonight because they got robbed the other night in Denver.
You mean Toronto beats the Clippers?
Yeah.
Why is that bad? Because the Clippers, because
if they lose again, if they lose two in a row, then they're due for a win. They're good now that they got Poeltl.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. The Clippers are a terrible first-round matchup for the Lakers, even in a play-in case. I don't want the Clippers, and I don't want the Suns.
Right.
Nobody else scares me. I know you're very high, George, on Denver.
Yeah, I don't think they could beat Denver.
But they have beaten Denver twice.
But they're going to be... Memphis is the team that they need to face.
They have a good record against Golden State.
Yeah.
I also am not scared of Sacramento. I think they're a young
Sacramento
team.
For sure, yeah.
But the two teams I don't want Phoenix, and I don't want the Clippers.
Yeah, I would avoid them, and I would still say Denver. But, I just think that they match up pretty well against all those other teams. I would take them in a series pretty much against any of those other teams. But Memphis, even with Ja, like, I would feel fairly confident that they can win that series.
So, neither one. You didn't go to the game last night, right?
I did not.
Okay, so
I did. And John, let me tell you something. This Pau Gasol thing that happened at halftime.
Yeah,
I'm driving down to South LA. It's like in the fourth quarter. Anthony Davis comes to the free throw line, and you have got your mind on Pau Gasol.
Oh, I know. I think I called him Pau a couple times.
You freaking called Anthony Davis Pau Gasol. Gasol at the line right now.
Yeah,
You made a joke about it afterwards, which was really funny.
How did Slee do on the big spot?
Fine.
The big toss.
The timing was a little off, but it wasn't his fault.
Okay.
And he did well. When did you leave?
Probably left about, I'd say early in the third quarter, because I wanted to listen to you and see if I could make it all the way home by the time the game was over, which I did.
So I'm not sure why. I think it's because I'm very fond of Pau Gasol, and I think it's because of the way the Lakers executed the night. But, Cap, that is one of the five favorite Laker games I've ever worked.
Yeah.
I just thought the way that he handled himself.
Yeah, he's so classy.
He was great. Then the one thing, I'll play this. It's only 40 seconds, and I love playing sound for Sinano and Cap. Yeah. This was how it started. And I thought when I heard Kobe's voice and specifically what he said, I thought Pau was going to lose it.
Yeah,
this was the very
everybody loved it.
Like Lawrence Tanner came on and he said,
I teared up watching it on TV.
Direct your attention to the video board. And then this is what played on the video board. This is Vanessa Bryant.
It is my honor to introduce my dear friend Pau tonight. Pau was special to Kobe as a teammate, as a man, and as a friend. Pablo, Kobe predicted you and he would be together in the rafters. Here's a little video I want you to watch.
There's no debate. I mean, Pau, when he retires, he will have his number in the rafters next to mine. The reality is I don't win those championships without Pau. The city of LA doesn't have those two championships without Pau. So we know that. Everybody knows that. And I really look forward to the day where he's there giving his speech at center court in front of all the fans who have supported him over the years. So it's going to be an awesome night.
So you hear this voice from beyond, crazy. This voice from heaven.
From when he was at the Oscars many years ago.
Right. And they hand them and they say, and ladies and gentlemen, here's Pau Gasol. And Pau teared up, guys,
watching
in
that,
the first quarter when they were playing videos during the commercials. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought, there's no way this dude is going to be able to speak. And for 6 minutes, he was flawless.
Yeah.
He hit everything he was supposed to hit.
And
he was
almost
great.
Cried a couple of times, he did. But he kept it close. Together. Yeah.
But I mean, I was looking around the building and there were people tearing up.
Oh, I was.
I'm telling you,
no
I was
notes.
Watching.
No notes at all.
At home. And when that video played, and that's when he really almost broke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the closest he came to breaking. I even teared up just because of. Like, first of all, I don't have nobody in here had the relationship that he had with Kobe, number one. And then it just also brings me back to that day, right? Like, all these things start to conjure in your mind when that video is playing and you see his reaction that way. Look, the Lakers have taken a lot of grief over the last couple of years, and, you know, most of it has been fair, but the one thing the Lakers always do great, okay, is the big moments, whether it's...
Yeah, I always say nobody does ceremony like the Lakers.
Correct. Look, whether it was LeBron's thing a couple weeks ago, whether it's this thing, like, nobody beats the Lakers at this stuff.
And I was talking to one of my bosses today over there, and he said, you know, it's... Life as a Laker fan has been pretty good. If you grew up as a Laker fan, you know, when Dr. Buss owned the team, they were in the finals half the years he owned the team. He owned the team for 30-plus years. I think they were in 16, 17 finals. So we're used to a certain standard, he said. But every once in a while, you need an event that connects you to what has already happened previously. And that was last night. You looked around the room and George, how about Jimmy Butler? Who played with
flew
him in
across
Chicago
the country.
Yeah. For 1 year. That had a game amazing. In Miami on Monday night.
And has one tonight.
Shows up in L.A. And then right after the ceremony, he flies back to Miami. He's going to play a game tonight.
Right, he left at halftime.
Yeah. I mean, good so for him. So did I.
So did you. You
Scott
and Jimmy
Kaplan
Butler.
And Jimmy Butler were walking out together.
Yeah. Except he went on a PJ and you went in your whatever your car you're driving today.
That's right. And I drove Chris back to Anaheim.
You look at at the history that unfolded with and like some of the older Lakers like Kareem and James Worthy were there.
Jamal
and
then, Wilkes.
Right. And then his teammates, you know, guys like Derek Fisher and
Jose Calderon was there.
Then, his Spanish teammates.
Juancho Hernan Gomez was there.
Bo Cruz.
Yeah.
Was Juan Carlos Navarro there?
I think he was there.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, Juan Marcus Carlos Navarro, I wish he would have stayed in the NBA longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't even one season, right?
You just like saying his name.
Yeah.
Right.
But he was a baller. Juan Carlos Navarro.
Yeah.
But a baller. Good.
Yeah, I just thought the whole ceremony was perfect.
But, John, you know what? You talk about how lucky Laker fans are. This has not been thus far. It's not over yet. But this has not been what you would call a great season, right? It's been a lot of highs and lows, a lot of ups and downs, you know, a lot of controversy along the way, too many injuries, et cetera, right? But as a Laker fan, whether you're there in the arena or you're at home watching or you're listening on the radio, in the last 2.5 to 3 weeks, you've had LeBron James become the all-time leading scorer and have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar standing there kind of handing off that mantle, if you will, you know, like passing it on, you know. And then on the other hand, you had this Pau Gasol moment last night, which, you know, listen, it was as much about the relationship that he had with Kobe on and off the floor as it was just purely about how great he was as a player in the championships that he contributed to. And when you think about that, you know, these last, what was the date of the LeBron event? I'm trying to think of how many weeks ago it was. But think about that. With everything that's gone on
February
7th. Year. Yeah, with everything that's gone on this year, to have these two milestone events happen in the last couple of weeks.
Hold on.
Amazing.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? John and I did the exact same thing. Laura, you are my Latina sister because you are so loud. We could hear you through
talking. I turned around and go, who
glass.
Is Laura talking to in there?
Yeah, soundproof glass.
Too double-sided.
Yeah. We both looked up like, yo, who is talking that loud?
She didn't curse.
Laura,
did
I'm a loud talker too. So I you're with me.
Oh Don't my God. Happy International Women's Day.
Gracias.
You have no idea. Yeah, to you and Lindsay.
You have no idea what this woman did to her man last night. I won't talk about
Excuse
it yet.
Excuse me.
I'll wait until.
Hey, now. Hey.
Wait until we get on the air, George.
I love it.
Yeah.
But what Laura did to her boo last night, I mean, you talk about the power of women on International Women's Day.
Mm.
What she did to her boo last night, I'll save it till we get on, but pretty shocking, frankly.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. So that's coming up on Sedano and
Hey,
Cap.
Did you watch any of the World Baseball Classic yet or no?
We've had it on.
I watched last night. The first game. I watched the Netherlands and Cuba. I watched it till about the 7th or 8th inning, and then I fell asleep because it was already pretty late.
Who won?
The Netherlands won.
Really?
Yeah, because most of the guys are from Curaçao. because it's a
oh, yeah.
like a territory.
That's where Kenley Jansen was discovered.
Kenley Jansen. So they showed a picture of Kenley Jansen, yeah. a video of Kenley Jansen when
he was a catcher.
2007, right?
Yeah.
He was a catcher for the Netherlands when they beat the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And they showed, and he looked so different. He was wow. so young. It was incredible to watch. But yeah, it was.
They beat Cuba, though?
The Netherlands beat Cuba yesterday, yeah.
What's going on in Cuba, man? The yeah. Cuba's supposed to yeah, win this. Cuba's
They're normally, old. Their group is yeah, old.
Normally hard yeah. to beat.
And right. it's the first time Cuba is playing with their traditional team mixed with the major leaguers.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
Cuba's got to win this. Come
who's
on,
the Netherlands
on?
Got? Netherlands the, have
you know
a bunch
the, you know the favorites
Jonathan
are?
Scope, Didi Gregorius.
I bet you I could give you guys a guess who the favorites are, and you probably wouldn't get it. It's weird.
Oh, I would say, hold on. If I was going to say...
How about Japan?
No, that's a good guess because they have Otani. That's not it.
I would probably say, hold on.
Venezuela?
Nope.
Puerto Rico?
Nope. Korea?
Nope.
Japan?
Nope.
U.S.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
Go ahead, Cap.
Israel?
Nope.
No, that's
come on,
not right.
My Israeli
so
brothers.
So what's that, 6-7 guesses you shouldn't get
yeah.
it? It's the Dominican Republic.
Oh, no, that right. I would get. I that was too obvious.
If,
I would have.
If you go to Vegas and bet, they are the favorites.
Oh, I didn't pick them because they were the obvious choice.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, smallest country, I think, in the World Baseball
yeah,
Classic.
Yeah, but they have the most baseball players per capita of anywhere in the
stars.
World.
Right.
Yeah.
Sedano and Cap coming up. Crosstalk presented by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Stay tuned. Sedano and Cap next, ESPN LA.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, yeah. Bum, bing, um, bum. Ding, da, da, dee, ba, da, ba, pick a doom, ba, da, ba, ba, dee, pick, tick a doom, ba, da, bing, ba, da, ba, pick a doom,
ba, da, ba, bum. Bee, ba, da, boop. Do, da, da, da. Sorry, I had to lower the volume of the headphones because, as you know, Mason in Ireland.
I know what he does.
I mean, I had to because if. Every day, you and I, when we come in here,
yeah.
if we plug in before lowering the headphone volume,
I know.
Explosion in your brain.
I know. John is legitimately like deaf, man. I mean, he's got this thing turned up to like 12.
So's Mason.
All right, man, oh man. Usually it's the other side. You know, Ireland's been sitting on the George side, the Mason side. Usually I sit on the Ireland Cap side of things, but Ramona was on our side today.
Yeah.
And I know, I do the same thing all the time. I plug in and then boom, my ears get blown out.
Right, so I always have to lower first. And I'm the only one that likes to have, this is going to be very inside baseball, the monitor up. The monitor, for people that don't know what it is, the monitor is just the overhead speakers. So I like the overhead speakers in the breaks, at least to a certain volume, so I know when we're coming in and out and what I need to be listening to, because I like to unplug or take out my my ears during the breaks. So
you look adorable today, by the way, with the glasses and the ball cap. I mean, you look like you're 12 years old.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, looking very young today.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen to this real quick.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
So your girl, Laura.
My girl. Did she wash her hair?
Oh, dude. Your girl just washed her hair last night before the Laker game is what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Your girl Laura last night.
Now, was this the one you did late night with the boo? Late night Laura with the boo on Instagram? No? Okay.
No. Different.
Right. Okay.
So here's what happens. So Laura and I had this little conversation going on where it was like, hey, Laura, I may have an extra ticket to the Laker game. And she's like, well, I really want to go because she really wanted, I think, Laura, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you wanted one of those Pau Gasol jerseys that they were giving away last night. Right.
I did, but I also wanted to be there.
For Pau.
Yeah. I cried last night.
Right. So. I mean, she was crying. In fact, she even tweeted like, yo, who's cutting onions in this place? Because people were legitimately bawling.
I'm, dude, I listen. I am not you know, Captain Laker over here, and even I was tearing up at home watching this thing.
Well, I mean, listen, it was an emotional night. You know, you got Pau Gasol's mom and dad there. You got brothers there. You got wife, baby.
Yeah.
You got, you know, fans. You got all kinds of people that were influential in his career. I mean, it was a very special night. And human to human, you're like, this is a really special night for him.
Yes.
So it was emotional.
Right.
But, George, Laura comes walking into the 710 suite. And like I tell people all the time, if you ever get an invitation to the 710 suite, it is the place to be at Crypto.com Arena, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she comes walking in last night, and who is she who's she holding on to?
The Boo.
The Boo.
Yeah. Did he smell delicious?
George, yes, he smelled delicious. Of course he smelled delicious, naturally. Guy smells delicious at all times. Guy wakes up smelling delicious. So the Boo comes walking in.
Yeah.
And the Boo is wearing a Pau Gasol jersey.
Okay.
Hell and he knows better.
He's a Clipper fan, though.
Right.
Right.
Yes, George Sedano.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the power of the woman, the power of the female on International Women's Day.
Yeah.
You know?
Shout out.
Hey, listen, it was like Chris Rock talked about in his special this past Saturday night. Not that I thought it was any good, because I hated it. Just
oh,
so everybody,
God.
You still on that, dude?
I hated it because the cancel culture came after me because I liked it.
Oh my
so
God.
Now I hated it.
Okay,
you
can you just get to what you were talking about already?
The woman was able to get her Clipper fan Boo to be rocking the Pau Gasol jersey. That, George, should tell you everything you need to know. That is the power of the woman.
See, el poder de la mujer.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Can you say that?
Sí.
Try one time.
Tell me again.
El poder de la mujer.
El poder de la mujer.
Close.
El poder.
No. El poder. Not poo. No, poder. No, that you don't want that.
No,
el poder.
El poder. El poder.
De la mujer.
De la mujer.
Not bad.
See?
There you go.
Yeah, see? Much better.
I mean, Laura, what did the Boo have to say for himself after I completely called him out on being a Clipper fan and wearing the Laker jersey? And so, doing it because you kind of bullied him into it.
I did not bully him into that. Can I just, like, say that?
Cyberbullying.
No. So I told him, I was like, I do want him to be a Laker fan. I get it, right? But he's also a Pau fan. So it wasn't that hard. I would love to take credit for just be like, yeah, you got to put that on. But no, he's a fan. You got to respect. Right. Like, if you respect the player, you can wear the jersey.
So when he walked in, you were, like, reacting like Pepe Mantilla when he comes in here to play a game of games?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I see this kid walk in, right? And I just love this kid. I mean, I love the Boo. Because, George, you got to understand, he got something I don't got. You know, he got
good looks?
Well, yes, that's exactly
hair.
It. He's got the swag.
He's in shape.
Yeah. He got the
colored
swag.
Eyes.
Yeah.
He, listen, the Boo
smells
comes
delicious.
Walking in.
Yeah.
Boo comes walking. He got earrings in both ears.
Yeah.
Got an earring in his nose.
Yeah.
You know, he got on a headband, you know, like for me, I don't go out wearing headbands.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't wear a headband unless I'm playing in the game.
Yeah. I hear you. By the way, some in the Sedano and Cap circle of trust, Mumbo, can you get to a microphone for 1 second? Robert Watkins wrote this too, and I thought it was pretty hilarious. I responded to it and I said, this is what totally threw us off. He wrote, LOL at John thinking we could, quote, never guess the team with Juan Soto, Manny Machado, Rafael Devers, Sandy Alcantara, etc. would be the world baseball favorite. Right. Didn't when he
I know,
said
right?
we'll never get it? You
I
were,
know. Like I that made me say, okay, well, it's not the Dominican.
Right. It's like immediately I take that team off.
Because to me, that was the favorite.
Right.
So the way he said it
he
made us
it.
Think that it was all, it was like, it's kind of like when you do Game of Games and you do one that's like the obvious answer and you say like, this is a hard one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you say, you'll never get it. Then I'm like, all right,
oh.
I mean, Cappy going with Israel. I would have never got
Venezuela.
That.
Venezuela. You, know? You and me were like, well, what could it be if it's not the Dominican?
Right.
Venezuela.
Maybe.
Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Puerto Rico. See.
I got to look at the Israeli World Baseball Classic roster because there's probably not a Hebraic brother on the entire roster. But there's like a bunch of major leaguers that you're going to go, well, I didn't know he was Jewish. And they're not. It's just that like somebody's great-grandmother once high-fived somebody who was Jewish.
Listen, Cappy,
you know?
Cappy, listen, as a member of the tribe, okay?
Yeah, talk to me,
like,
sister.
You would not know that I'm a member of the tribe because my last name is Shelburne, right?
Yeah.
my mom's maiden name was Steinman. Okay, so it passes through the mother's side. Okay,
right.
We take you where we if you join the tribe. We're open for business. Like,
right.
The door is open. You can just walk right through. No bar mitzvah is necessary.
Right.
You know, just come on in if you want to play for Team Israel.
Right. I remember when Team Israel made it into the World Baseball Classic. This is like the first time. I want to say it's like 2012, or maybe it was even the first World Baseball Classic. And Brad Ausmus was the manager of Team Israel. And I see Brad and I go, Brad, to be honest with you, bro, I didn't realize you were Jewish. He's like, oh, I'm not. He's like, it's my mother's sister-in-law.
Hey, we'll take him.
Yeah, right. That's what
we'll
did.
Take
we took him. We needed to field a team.
You know, next week I'm going to emcee this thing for the Kings. They're doing a Jewish Heritage Night or something. I'm like,
I got the roster here. I'm trying to see if there's anybody. Oh, Adam Kolarik. He's been major leaguer.
Okay.
Who else?
I mean, that I recognize.
Is Jock Peterson on the team?
I don't see Jock Peterson.
Oh, all right. I was hoping. I like Jock Peterson, yeah.
Yeah. Zach Weiss, who I believe played for the Angels.
That's Zach a good Jewish name there. Zach Weiss. Yeah.
That one works. That one works just right.
Kaplan, you know.
Yeah, listen, Ramon, I was hoping I'd get an at-bat, you know? Yeah.
Wait, Danny Valencia.
Oh,
hey.
Danny
the
Valencia.
The Orioles.
Nice.
I mean, you know.
Fusion.
Danny V.
Could be Jubin.
That's not a thing.
No, it is.
I've never heard that before.
I grew up with a ton of Jewish
that
Cubans.
That actually makes sense.
I grew up with a
right?
ton of
Miami,
Jewish
Cubans.
Because
Miami, you're going to have a lot of Cubans and a lot
Danny
of Jewish
Valencia
people.
And Danny Valencia is from Miami. That's
totally
what I'm
makes sense.
Yeah.
So, Kaplan, like, you know, I think it's like I'm in the Southern California Jewish Sports Hall of Fame, right?
Oh, that makes
Jock
sense.
Peterson is on the team.
There it is. There it is.
Ian Kinsler's the manager.
So, like, every year when, like, I keep wondering how they're ever going to find more. Like, are they, like, who's left? You like, who?
Kaplan.
Well, Ramona, I told George.
You want in? I can get you on the list.
Yeah, I said to George, I go, this is why LeBron and I are able to be, you know, really, like, we see eye to eye,
right,
LeBron and I, because we're both Hall of Famers. To which George said, what Hall of Fame are you in? And I had to explain to him that there's this little, like, broom closet in the Jewish Community Center in suburban Pittsburgh where they have the Western Pennsylvania Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And there you are.
Hey.
And we found you. We Googled it. It's real.
That's right.
Yeah.
True.
We just had Purim.
Oh, you did Purim. Now, Cappy says Purim is like Halloween.
Yeah, it's like Halloween. So, like, Daniel yesterday wore his Cookie Monster costume to school.
Oh, Cookie
that was
Monster.
Kind of fun, yeah. Good. And, like, we just do all of them.
Speaking of cookies, I saw Beto brought Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I just had 5 cookies. I've been so good.
Oh, like, what are you doing in there, Beto? Why don't you bring the damn cookies in here?
Can't do it.
So good.
I've been walking in and out of the grocery store, and all these little Girl Scouts are there, and they're so cute, and they're so nice. And they're like, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? And I don't.
No.
So what I do is I say things like, I make stuff up. I'm like, you know, I bought so many already, so thanks, but I've already bought so many.
But that's a lie?
Yeah, it's totally a lie.
You lied to the little girls?
That's right.
They came to my door the other day, and I just didn't answer it.
Oh, man.
I looked out the little peephole. Well, I looked out the peephole,
well,
and I was
then
like,
they know you looked,
no,
you were there.
No, they didn't. They didn't know. I mean, I live in an apartment.
What I think? You know what I also heard?
Wait, but the peephole, you could tell if somebody's looking
No, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell.
Mine, you can't.
Yeah. You can hear the feet. I know.
No, I was super quiet.
I used to sell chocolate door to door.
I was
World's
super quiet.
Finest chocolate.
Oh,
I would,
so good.
Oh,
I would sell that door to door.
Yeah.
And I could always tell when somebody went to the door because I could hear their feet.
Yeah, of course.
Like when they shuffle up. Here's the question. Here's a big scandal, though.
Oh. What?
Do you know in California it's $6 a box?
Yeah.
Right. $6.
Yeah.
In other states it's $4.
Wow.
What the heck, man?
It's I know it's $5 in Ohio because I remember I complained when it went up to that.
We're getting gypped.
And this is a problem, okay? Yeah. It for the troops in California, it's not fair. They have to sell more boxes that cost more, so it's harder to sell.
Yeah.
So like when somebody, a lot of times what you should do is if you don't want to buy any more cookies, be like, look, I just bought so many.
Just give a donation.
That's what I do.
Here's $5.
Oh.
Yeah,
here's
but you're not giving them $5.
No, I don't lie and donate. I just lie.
Oh.
Yeah. And by the way.
Yeah.
You just said that on the air when you've always told us you don't lie.
Yeah,
that's true. But in this particular instance, I'm so truthful that I'm going to be honest
about lying. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You understand, George?
Yeah, I get it now.
Honesty about being dishonest.
Correct.
Oh,
that makes sense, Ramona?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Was that like, you know, in the Book of Life this year, this was your thing, this is your repentance?
Right.
You
well,
know, like,
I'll wait till Yom Kippur to make up for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dear God, I lied to these little Girl Scouts about buying cookies. Please, I'm a horrible person. Please forgive me for I have sinned.
You yeah. always sin, though, but it's okay. Can I just give a quick shout out to the person who actually sent us the cookies?
Yeah.
Greg and PV.
Yeah.
And he told Beto to bring them, so that's why Beto's hanging out.
Good job, Beto.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Greg and PV. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like these s'mores. I haven't had these before.
The s'mores are good. They're a dollar extra, though.
What?
The s'mores are a dollar extra. Yeah.
Really sweet. Like, too sweet.
Yeah, because they got the graham cracker and then the s'mores. It's like
I'm a Samoa's girl. I always get the Samoa's. That's my favorite.
But s'mores, s'mores is the most expensive one. It's an extra dollar.
Why is it extra?
I don't know. It's because of the graham cracker, maybe?
No, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. It's also the newest one?
That's why.
Yeah.
It's because it's the newest one.
Yeah. All right, Momo, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks.
Peace. All right, coming up next, Cappy.
Yo.
Darvin Ham made a crazy comparison yesterday.
I heard this, yeah.
And I mean crazy by in the sense of I love that he made the comparison, okay? I'm not saying crazy like as a negative. I love what he said yesterday, but we'll tell you what he said next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
God, this song was super popular. By the way, speaking of popular, I saw the list that we get every day that Lindsay sends out about birthdays. So I sent a screenshot to Freddie earlier today. And I circled it. And I write, happy birthday, bro. And he wrote, I think I'm 47, but thanks, man. To which I wrote, I feel like you got a good source on that, so I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Wait, what did I put?
46.
Oh. I go from the, tell them if it's incorrect, then I go from this
whatever website you find.
It's famousbirthdays.com.
Yeah, so then they're wrong then.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Freddie.
Yeah. Beto's in the house. Beto, did you say what's up to Freddie for his birthday?
I'm texting him right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Very sweet of you.
Just remember.
Beto.
What's up, Cappy? How you doing, my man?
How you living, dog?
All in living color.
Oh, man, you just missed the good Girl Scout cookies he bought.
Though. Oh, they're fantastic. Greg and PV.
Thank you, Greg and PV.
Bought them from my niece, Maddie, and said, hey, donate them to the staff, and everybody here is taking advantage.
I had three.
Man, I'm so glad that I'm not there today because I don't have the willpower to say no.
Yeah, we know that. We hear it every day.
I know. So, I mean, last night, George, I'm in the suite, and, you know, I'm trying to be good on my diet. You know, I'm inserting all my food into this app, so I'm kind of, I can see it now. You know, I mean, there's a guilt factor to it. Like, gosh, I shouldn't eat that. And Laura got this carrot cake from the dessert cart, and I was like, I got to have a bite. So just one bite was just enough, you know, just one bite. But then, you know, me and Bergman decided we were going to split a scoop of ice cream. So then it was a half a scoop rather than a full scoop.
Right.
And so I just don't have the willpower. So the fact that I'm not in studio today.
Oh, don't worry. They're going to be here. There's like 6 boxes delivered. Not all of them are open. Yeah, they're here.
You got any of those Samoas?
Yep. Laura, got your Samoas.
Yeah. Well, I already opened it because they were mine. But yes, you can have some.
All right. Thank you. Well, you gave me some of your carrot cake.
Oh,
last
and
night.
I mean, you were also, Beto is here today because he's got a hookup for like great seats for the Clipper games.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he took his son a couple weeks ago. I saw that on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you were supposed to go with him and then you flaked.
I don't know if I'd say flaked.
Are you going tonight?
I'm not.
Okay.
But I was here.
Yeah.
when you when Beto said, because I remember it was the day the trade went down for the Lakers, and Beto was talking about getting these awesome tickets, and he showed us the seats because him and his son, food, drinks, the whole nine. And Cappy's like, yo, I want to go in on that.
No, that's not what happened. Beto said, you need to come with me to a Clipper game.
And you were like, I'm in.
And So, but what happened?
And then my guy Abe, who owns the seats, was listening.
Abe. Yeah.
Was like, hey, let me know what day Cap wants to go.
Right. So what happened
And then
was,
we agreed on the date.
Correct. All true. Everything you're saying is right. Everything you're saying is right. But here's what happened. So at the time, I didn't even know about the Pau Gasol event last night. And so I was going to come up on Tuesday, which I normally do for Live Imaging Tuesday. And then at the time, my son was not coming home from college for spring break, which he decided to do. And he's going back on Friday. So I'm coming back up on Friday. So I was like, I can't come up on Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday. I mean, it's just a lot of driving. It's a lot of time in the car.
Especially if Beto got you seats that are like basically on the floor.
But wait a second, George.
I mean, row A, really? Yeah. You want those?
But let me say something about Beto. Beto did not really, really want me to go with him.
Oh, okay.
And here's how I know this is true. So Beto calls me and he says, hey, man, I just want to make sure we're cool for the game.
On Monday.
And I said, Beto, do me a favor. Let me have a couple hours. And here's why.
No.
No, this is a totally
true
story.
Finish.
Here's my interpretation of the story, Beto.
Yeah, nothing like text messages I saved.
So Beto says, Beto, give me like a couple hours to kind of work this thing out, you know? And he goes, you're not going. Forget it. Like, he didn't even give me, like, the consideration.
Because we know you. He knows.
Right. So, the fact of the matter is that my girlfriend was out of town all week.
Yeah,
I go, Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to be up in L.A. She's like, no, you're not. Wednesday, we're having dinner together. That's date night. So, yeah, so, Beto, I have to try and make a decision. Do I want her to be mad at me, or do I want you to be mad at me? And the truth of the matter is...
But couldn't you have just said, like, to Beto... Do we have a ticket for Rachel? You could have asked that question. And
no,
Beto
I didn't ask him that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if he would have asked you that, could you have gotten a ticket for Rachel?
Yeah.
He really made a point that it was only two tickets. He did make that point.
No. So I know you, Cap, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, I sent you the text Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I already knew. Because you had a good weekend. I saw your story.
Yeah.
You had a boys' weekend.
Right.
I'm like, okay, let me just double check.
Mm-hmm.
You said, hey, I'm coming up. I'll be busy, blah, 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 blah. Give me a day.
Right.
And I said,
let me work it out.
I said, let me have a day to figure it out, please. This is on Monday.
Yeah.
Knowing you, being an avid listener of the show,
right.
Knowing how you function,
right.
Knowing how you work.
Yeah.
I said, that's a no. LOL. Don't
right.
worry.
Right.
Quick.
He said, that's a no. He said, that's a no so fast that I thought to myself, oh, he got somebody else he'd rather take.
No, I know.
Than me.
I know.
He just knows you.
I just know you.
I would have had the same exact reaction as him.
Well, guys.
And by the way, everyone in this building would have had the same
And I also followed up with Lakers take president, Sweet Life. That's
Sweet
it.
Life. That's right. Yep. S-U-I-T-E. Sweet
exactly.
Life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. And we continued. I said, hey, no worries. You said, appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate it because. Because
it was your idea.
No, it was your idea. The whole thing was your idea.
You.
I said very specifically, I have no interest in going to Clipper games. And you said, no, Cap, the Clippers are so fun. And you got to go see one of their games. And I've got a guy who's got great tickets.
I was here when he said this.
Yeah.
He said, hold on. He said, but would you do it on the floor?
Yes.
And then you said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'd say, yeah, because, you know, Beto's like, first of all, Beto and I have fun when we hang out together,
exactly.
Number one. And number two, if I'm going to go see a game like that, I'd being on the floor sounds exciting.
Yeah, that's where we're going. So,
and the game plan. So now who are you taking tonight?
Well, I went and scrambled because if I'm going to have row A, and by the way, if you're going to watch the Clippers-Raptors tonight, we will be sitting right behind the Raptors bench.
Mm-hmm.
So when the coach stands up, mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a terrible view because the coach stands up and he's blocking our view of the seats, right?
Sit down, coach.
Exactly.
Do you mind just...
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to go and just ask any scrubs for row A.
Right.
So I had to find people of quality to bring.
Got? You got La Raza?
No, they don't know how to behave there.
Okay, right.
So
his wife will probably steal the quesadilla again.
So, Cappy, just to let you know, since I am a P1 listener and I know how you function, I told you I had two tickets.
Right.
No. I asked for four.
Oh.
Because I know that Cappy Cast comes with him. And the other day when I was watching on YouTube, whatever this thing called, Cappy Friends or Friends of Cappy, whatever those world that is, like, you roll deep. You always bring an extra. So I figured you would come
You're
up.
You're the guy that if someone sends you an invite for the wedding and they have RSVP and they put like a number there, you add an extra number.
Yeah, you're Mexican. You show up with extras, no matter
right
what.
I am. Just so everybody knows, you're right, I'm Mexican. That's right.
Exactly.
I'm Sephardic, that's right.
I ended up getting four because I figured you would come up with Rachel or something, or there's always one other person, so I ended up getting four. So I had to find some people to go, and yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Who'd you invite?
Listeners, actually. They're real avid listeners. They don't want to say that they're going, though.
How come you didn't invite George?
Because he works. If you're a guy who works in the league, you don't want to go to a game.
Yeah, right? I'm fine.
Yeah. And then I couldn't invite Lindsay or Laura because the game's at 7. You guys work till 7. Uh-huh. They work. The bar opens up at 5:30.
Yeah, right.
Dinner's at 6. I mean, because we have all that taken care of.
Wow.
Oh, well, and parking, Cappy. But then what do you want that for?
Yeah. Well, Beto, I have let you down.
No.
See, that's exactly right. I have not let you down. That's exactly my point.
Yeah. I was actually expecting you to let me down the day of.
No. I wouldn't do that to you, man.
You had to string
him along a little bit.
Right. Listen, I'll tell you this right now, Beto. The last week, I had made this plan on Wednesday night, and I didn't look at my calendar. And so then, again, it comes down to any guy listening right now, you have been in this situation before. Do you want your friend to be mad at you, or do you want your wife, girlfriend, significant other to be mad at you? And the reality of the situation is I'd rather my friend be mad at me than my girlfriend
be
mad at me.
Hey, Cappy, remember when we talked and we said, hey, we're going to have such a good time that you need to get a hotel room because we're going to get lit.
Yes, I do.
You're not going home. And Morales is late. We're getting lit.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
I was like, no.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'm like, I got to drive home.
Yeah. So where are you going to dinner tonight?
Where am I going to dinner?
Yeah.
Well, I think Rachel's making a big, nice, big salmon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not even going anywhere.
No, we're going to her house, but I gotta. This is kind of an odd thing, and if anybody's ever been in this position, George, don't ever be in this position. And Beto, you might find yourself in this position, but George, don't ever find yourself in this position where you actually have to do like a little bit of coaching to a child that does not belong to you. So, like now that you're deep into this relationship, we're about to celebrate our 4-year anniversary. She helps me with some stuff with my kids, and sometimes I gotta help her with some stuff with her kids.
Mm.
And tonight is one of those nights where I got to be a coach. I got to be a motivator. I got to be the same guy that I keep asking the Lakers to let me come in and speak to this team. Yeah. I got to be that guy tonight.
I mean, could you do what Darvin Ham said yesterday when Mike Trudell was asking him about Anthony Davis? And, you know, this was the response.
Your thoughts on Davis on both ends of the court. Davis. Will, gotcha.
Yeah, Will Davis.
It's like, is there a Wilt on the end of the roster or anything? Okay, Will Chamberlain. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's my nickname for him, Will Davis. He was definitely that tonight. You know, you look at the 7 turnovers, he's just trying to play the right way and be unselfish. And I just, you know, gave him a stern warning, you know. And next, you know, from the rest of the game, you catch it in the paint, you got to put that thing on the rim. Yeah. It's just like a pass, as my old great coach Larry Brown used to say. You got people in rebounding position, offensive rebounding position, put it on the glass. It's just like a pass. So, but he was awesome, man. He's just, in spite of everything we're going through all season, he's been, like I said before, he's been a solid rock. And, you know, he proved it again tonight. He wants to be out there with his teammates. He wants to be out there fighting.
Now, that did you do that? Could you do that? Like, is that the type of motivation we're talking about here? You're going to call him Wilt, whatever Rachel's last name is?
I would give him a stern warning. I'm going to do that. I'm going to give him a stern warning, just like Coach Ham said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's amazing is how with LeBron out, how
By the
great
way,
Anthony
I
Davis
thought the most
playing.
Amazing part was Trudell being like Wilt?
Who's Wilt?
He goes, no, Anthony.
He did not let that breathe at all.
I would have had the same. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
no, but he caught up though at the end though. I didn't know there was a Wilt at the end of the bench.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive though, right? I mean, look, everybody said, and we've had this discussion as the whole season has gone on. LeBron said it, Darvin said it, everybody has said it. Anthony Davis is supposed to be the number one offensive option for this basketball team. Am I right, George? I mean, do I have this right?
Yes. And
isn't that what everybody said?
Mm-hmm.
Including LeBron, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to you, and I still maintain this, it's very hard for anybody to be a number one when you're on the floor with LeBron. Because he's the number one.
Except when LeBron came back, he was still the number one until he got hurt again.
So now, because he's hurt again...
No, I'm saying when AD got hurt again. Like, when LeBron came back, AD was still the guy, except
then he got hurt again, and then LeBron had to carry the team again until he got hurt.
And then LeBron, that's exactly right. And so now that LeBron is out, AD can play, in my opinion, comfortably as the number one.
Except he did it already with LeBron, though.
I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm just saying that.
What are you saying?
Listen, I'll give you some data to support what I'm getting.
Take that for data.
Yeah. Here, let me pull these notes up here. Okay. Here it goes. This year, AD without LeBron. With LeBron, he's played 28 games with LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. AD has scored on average 25 points per game with LeBron.
Right.
11 rebounds per game.
Right.
In the 13 games where there's been no LeBron.
Right.
AD has scored 30 points per game.
Yeah.
And he's averaging 15 rebounds per game.
No, why is that a shock, though?
It's not a shock. All I'm saying is that his numbers go up when LeBron is not around.
Okay, so let me say the numbers again when LeBron's around.
When LeBron.
25 and what?
25 and 11.
Do you know what AD's career number averages are?
I do not. Tell me.
24 and 10.
Okay. Well,
so he's actually
LeBron.
Outperforming his career averages throughout his entire career with LeBron James.
Okay, so now go back to those same numbers, right? Those same numbers say that his career average is 24 and what?
10.
20, 24 and 10. Without LeBron, he's averaging 30 and 15.
Right. Of course he is, because who else is going to score?
Well, look, all I'm getting at is that Anthony Davis, if everybody says Anthony Davis should be the number one, he should be the number one when LeBron's around as well.
He is.
Well, you say that.
But LeBron doesn't average 25 points a game when he's playing with AD.
What does he average?
He's definitely averaging less than that. Because I remember, I could go back and find the specific numbers, but he has played way more games without AD, and he's had to put up like 35, 40 on a regular basis when
AD's
around.
No doubt, no doubt. And here's the problem. Here's kind of the big issue, is that as much as I look at these numbers and I go, wow, look what Anthony Davis is doing when LeBron's not available. The problem is that everybody is waiting for Anthony Davis to get hurt again, sadly. Because like last night, for example, when AD got hit in the face, you know what everybody was saying around us? Everybody was in the suite watching this. You know everybody's saying? Not oh no, they're like, oh, he's out for the rest of the season. I mean, like people jump to this immediate conclusion. Oh, he got hit in the face. He's out for the rest of the year. I'm like, why don't you people cut him a break? George, if you would have been there, you know what you'd have said to people?
Go to hell.
Damn right you would have said that.
Yeah.
Have some compassion for this guy. He just got hit in the nose. His nose is bleeding.
Yeah.
And then his post-game comments I loved. Because post-game, he was like, hey, we got to win basketball games. So I got to be out there no matter what. That's the AD we've all wanted to see and hear from. It's hard to be that guy, in my opinion, personality-wise, when you've got an overwhelming personality like LeBron.
Okay. Well, I mean,
LeBron comes back, and I hope LeBron comes back, I hope he's healthy.
You did this before the last time, too, is my point. And then he still was the number one option.
You say that. I don't see it the same way.
Okay, I'm going to literally in the break look for the numbers. Like, legitimately the numbers. I'm going to find them.
I've just given you a bunch of numbers.
Right, but I'm going to tell you the games they played together after that point when LeBron got hurt the first time. Okay?
That's fine. You're giggling because you think that the assumption is that I'm way off here and George, the NBA insider, is 100% accurate. But here's the thing. I'm just giving you that Anthony Davis is playing the way we all wanted to see him play. And what's happening is there's no LeBron right now. And he's picking up.
We're in reruns here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're having the same discussion we had like 3 months ago.
Well, it's apropos, is it not?
I guess, yeah, but I just don't feel like, I feel, okay. I mean, let's discuss it in a second because we're way over the break.
You don't really listen to Freddie Prinze Jr.'s like wrestling podcast. I'm aware of its existence. You ever listen to that, George?
I have listened to it a couple of times. I don't listen to it regularly because I don't watch wrestling regularly anymore, but I have listened to it when he's had a guest I've been interested in.
Does he go old school? Does he talk about all the old schoolers?
And they talk new school stuff too, but I actually like the show he has on A&E with the wrestlers. He does like a roundtable discussion of like old school wrestlers. Like it's almost like a biography style show.
Really? Well, I don't even know where A&E is. Hold on a second. A&E. All right, let me find it. Oh, here it is. All right. By the way, interesting. Superstar Sunday, WWE on A&E. How about that? Maybe I'll try and find Freddie Prinze on A&E.
There you go. See?
I'll take a look at it. Hold on. Freddie Prinze on A&E. Yeah, here it is. Comes up. All right, I'll take a look at it. Oh, and there's a lot of Freddie Prinze Sr. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
All right, very good. I'll check it out. I will. All right, so what do you got for me?
I'm also sending this to the Sports and Information Group here at ESPN so they can give me the more accurate details. But okay. Basically what we have here is, so you when we had this discussion last, okay, mm-hmm. was when Anthony Davis, remember he had that crazy run where he scored like, you know, 30-something and like 40-something and like 50 in like a couple of games, basically, like in late November around Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'm with you.
Early December. All right. So then he got dinged up in a game. He only played 8 minutes on 12-6, okay? He was inactive on 12-7, so was LeBron, okay? LeBron came back 12-9, which is a game Anthony Davis played in as well. But Anthony Davis, it was short-lived. They only played like 3 games or something together before Anthony Davis got hurt in the fourth game. Yeah. But in those 3 games, okay, post Anthony Davis going nuts, right? Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me just finish this email. Through today.
Okay. Finishing this email. Here we go. Okay. Email music. Thank you.
All right. Sorry. So there's only 3 games. Okay. So it's a very small sample size. But in game one, LeBron came back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you were like, it's hard to play with LeBron. The same argument you just made. Okay. LeBron scored 23 points in that game.
Okay. What did he do?
31.
Nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the next game, LeBron scored 35 points. Mm-hmm. Okay. AD scored 34.
Okay, very good. That's so great. Like to have both of those guys doing that.
Correct. In the next game, LeBron scored 33 points. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis scored 37.
Okay. How'd they do, by the way? Did they win those games?
They were 1-2 in those games. They lost the big in the game LeBron, his first game back. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that was against Philadelphia. Okay? And then AD got hurt. Again, yeah. And then he was out for a long time.
That's the problem, and that therein lies the issue. Because you know the thing is that if you really like hear what I'm getting at, I think a lot of people would go, "Hey, if AD could play like this all the time, he'd be your number one. He'd be your alpha. He'd be your go-to guy. Blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Right? The issue that everybody has is that no one has faith that Anthony Davis can stay healthy enough to put an entire team on his back for an extended period of time. Mm. I'm actually hopeful for him that he could get everybody off of his back, not his teammates. I mean, just like the media, the fans who all are expecting him to like fall apart at some point. I'm hoping that he can finish this season healthy and continue to be as dominant as he has been, because you used to call Anthony Davis the cheat code, and I would hate that phrase.
I still call him the cheat code.
Yeah, I would hate that phrase.
Yeah.
But because there's other guys in the league that are just as good, if not better. So all I'm saying is it would be great to see him prove all the doubters wrong, remain healthy, and keep carrying this entire organization the way he has been since LeBron's been out. Because the other part of all of this, George, is the Lakers, since LeBron's injury, are 3-1.
Right.
You know, they're 14-14, so 500 when both guys are in the lineup.
Right. And historically, in the 5 years or whatever it's been that LeBron's been here, they only win like 33% of their games when LeBron doesn't play.
Well, I mean, look, they've got a new roster. But even I say they've got a new roster, but let's face it, George.
Yeah.
I mean, last night, you still don't have D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, he may play on Friday.
You didn't have any contribution from Mo Bamba, who was out on the game last night.
I mean, I told you from the beginning, I'm not expecting much from Mo Bamba anyway.
No, but what's nice about what's going on with this team right now.
Yeah.
Is that you are getting, like on a night last night, like where Jared Vanderbilt only gave you 5 points,
mm-hmm.
you get 17 from Schroeder, you get 13 from Troy Brown.
Yeah, Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves was
amazing
last night.
Stone cold Austin Reeves.
Right. How about Rui last night with 17 points?
Yeah, that was nice for Rui to show up.
So it's good to see
Rui.
That they're getting contributions from other guys.
Yeah. The reality, though, is that you said, Anthony, you don't like it when I call him the cheat code. Do you know why I call him the cheat code?
No, because I don't even really know what the cheat code thing is all about. Like, it's some Marvel movie or something?
No, it's like a video game thing. Like, there's a cheat code to it, and you can, like, play the game at a different, like, level. But anyway, like you said there, you think there are players that are as good, if not better, right? You said that, yes?
I mean, Giannis,
sure,
Jokic, but, I mean, are these guys not as good or better?
Yeah, yes.
Joel Embiid?
Production-wise, yes. But what I would say to you is this. With those three guys that you mentioned, okay? Let's just take a one by one here real quick.
Okay.
And this is what I'm talking about. Not the actual production, you're right. But when I call him the cheat code, I'm talking about his potential, which is why I say when he's right, he changes the game in a way that even those guys can't. And I'll give you the example.
All right.
Like Giannis is not the natural shooter that Anthony Davis is. Anthony Davis against the Warriors the other day, I mean, they could not defend that step back jumper every time he took it, it felt like. And Giannis doesn't have that. He's not a natural shooter. He doesn't have that motion that just like AD, it looks like it's like flawless when he goes up. It's like picture perfect as far as like the technique that you would want to use. Giannis shoots the ball, it looks clunky, you know? So then Jokic. I mean, Jokic has become a competent defender, but Anthony Davis is an elite defender, okay? Now, Anthony Davis is not the passer that Jokic is, but his defense is infinitely better than Jokic. And even Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is probably the closest to Anthony Davis in regards to the entire package, but the difference is this. Anthony Davis has handle that Joel Embiid does not, even though Joel Embiid has certainly worked on his handle. Like, Anthony Davis is a more complete package in theory when he's healthy and ready to play than any of those guys.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That's why the skill is so enticing.
He has twice this season now, he has gone on these runs where he's been so good that he reminds us all just how great he really is as a physical talent, but we forget about it because we find him sitting on the bench so often with injury.
Yeah.
It's such a great thing to see that he is doing what I asked him to do a week or two ago when LeBron first
you.
Got hurt.
He heard you.
Is, dude, carry us.
Yeah.
Carry everybody.
Yeah, carry people. Let's go. All right, coming up next, Cappy, there's a number of things. Dave McMiniman's going to join us at 5:45. We'll talk more Lakers
McMiniman.
With him. Your guy. But I do want to get, Stephen A. Smith had stuff to say about Anthony Davis and the Lakers. We'll get to that. I want to get into the Dodgers. We need to have a real serious discussion about this Dodgers team.
We do?
Okay, yes. And also, I've got some advice, some free advice for Lamar Jackson if he wants to hear it, okay? And all this quarterback carouseling nonsense that's going on in the National Football League. We're back in 2 minutes.